This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, September 18. Holistic, reconciled and reconciling. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. My wife and I stood silently together, staring up at a small window in the top corner of a large and ominous residential school building. For 140 years, this building housed about 150 indigenous children from a nearby reserve. We had just heard some of the heart-wrenching stories of the children who were forced to live in that school. When they arrived, their hair was cut, and their clothes were taken away and replaced with uniforms. Names were replaced with numbers. Many children suffered abuse and neglect. One man told us that this small window was where he would regularly escape from when he was a boy living at the school. Sadly, for most of its history, this was a church-run school. As you can imagine, many of the children who lived at the school have a very complicated and hostile view of the Christian faith today. Thankfully, some churches and Christians in Canada are beginning to reckon with this shameful past and have taken steps towards reconciliation. This work is a part of our holistic mission. As Christians, we have been reconciled to God through Christ, and we are called to the ongoing ministry of reconciliation, bringing the hope and healing of Christ into the deeply broken places of our world. It begins by listening and, where necessary, repenting. Pray with me. Dear God, we confess that your church has at times been a poor reflection of your heart. Forgive us and help us to live as agents of reconciliation in this broken world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.